Hi, it's Robin Sharma, and welcome to Daily Mastery. This is my short form podcast where I'll walk you through the insights, methodologies, and tactics that I've shared with many of the world's most successful people as their mentor, including celebrity billionaires, NBA superstars, world-class artists, and global humanitarians. I hope you find great value in today's episode. We live in a really fascinating world right now. We live in a world where there's just an incredible amount of complexity and distraction. And I think this is going to be a helpful and valuable message for anyone who's really feeling stuck right now or frustrated. And you know there's a dream or a heroic ambition inside of you. And this will really hopefully help you dial into making those heroic dreams and ambitions happen. So we live in a world where what the research is showing is most people have an attention span of a couple of minutes and then they move on to the next video or the next shiny toy. And yet people who are game changers, people who are A players, people who produce amazing lives, they have rigor and commitment and the ability to develop the muscle. It's a muscle of focus. So I want to say, first of all, wherever you are from around the world, it's a real blessing to be here with you right now. I want to say to you the first thing, which is I don't know what you're going through right now. You might be a titan of industry. You might be working in a restaurant. You might be driving a taxi. You might be a gardener. You might be a yoga teacher. You might be a startup entrepreneur. I don't know where you live. I don't know where you're at in your life. You might be at the top of the mountain feeling joy. You might be dealing with heartbreak. I just want you to know, first of all, I am here to serve you and to be your guide and to continue to help you. Second thing I want to share with you is you do have a hero within you. This is not just a platitude. Neuroscience and research is confirming every single human being has the capability to be best in the world at one thing. And I guess what I'm really saying to you or reminding you is you may have forgotten the truth, which is you have a hero inside of you. When you were a little kid, you wanted to change the world. When you were a little child, you had this visceral connection with these lofty dreams. And then what happens is the world gives us this programming and this messaging, which is be average, don't dream too big, be like everyone else. Don't trust your instinct anymore. Stop thinking outside of the box. Don't dare, you will be hurt. And if you start getting this kind of messaging and this kind of conditioning from the world around you every day, then you end up where you might be today. You might be 25 or you might be 30, you might be 17, you might be 70. And you have forgotten that deep inside of you lives a hero who wants to do something great with your life, who wants to inspire other people, who wants to do creative work, who wants to bring a sparkle in your eye, who wants to build a beautiful life, who wants to have some fun, who wants to change the world. And I don't know if this is resonating with you. I'm just speaking from the heart, but wherever you are on the planet, you have a hero inside. You may have forgotten it. You may not tend to that hero. Maybe you're so numbed out that you've forgotten who you truly are. And I just want to humbly, lovingly, respectfully, and hopefully bravely remind you that the fact that you are alive today means you are someone special. The fact that you are alive today means there is a mighty call on your life to do something with the rest of your life. Number two, I would say, you can be like everyone else, or you can be a game changer. You don't get to do both. If you look at most people in the world today, they are addicted to distraction. Their lives are full of complexity. A lot of people are negative. They spend the best hours of their best days being busy. So what I'm saying is really, if you want to be an A player and a game changer and a world builder, you really need to make a commitment to think, behave, and show up in the world like very few people do. I'll put it to you this way in terms of a brain tattoo or new mentality to wire in through daily practice. which is, if you want to have the results that only 5% of the population have, then you must be willing to think, produce, behave, and live as only 5% of the population are willing to do. And if you live like only 5% of the people on the planet are living, the rest of the world, the 95%ers, are going to call you strange, and they're going to laugh at you, and they're going to judge you. Just remember this. Great human beings take the stones that their critics throw at them and build them into monuments. Number three. I don't know if this is going to make sense, but here's what I've been teaching recently to a lot of my clients. Your GPS is joy. I'm going to say that again. Your GPS is joy. And then I call it the three P's. What am I talking about here? I'm simply saying this. Life offers you a GPS. If you're an entrepreneur, you're a startup CEO, you're a manager, you're a homemaker, I don't know what you do, but follow your joy. In other words, the three P's. Be with people who fuel your joy. First P. Second P. Engage in pursuits that fuel your joy. Third P. Be only in places that fuel or fill you with joy. I'm going to just repeat that again so it's clear. Joy is your GPS. A lot of people say, Robin, what work should I do? Or I've got toxic people in my life. Or the environments around me do not inspire me. And that's what I'm suggesting to you. Go to be with people, do pursuits, and only be in places that fuel your joy. Because joy is your GPS. Now, if you have the guts to do this, you will become a game changer. If you have the bravery and wisdom to start only filling your life with people who get you, who play at the level you want to be playing at, who have the values you want to live by, delete the energy vampires, fill your life with people who get you, who support you, who understand you, who love you, who are role models of mastery. Number two, only do the pursuits that fill you with joy if you can. And if you can't, it's a journey. It's a process. What else would I share with you? I'd say the final thing is simply this. We live in a world where victims love entertainment. Oh, if you look at most people, they know the latest video game, and they know the latest cool video out there that's going viral, and they know the best TV shows. And you know what? The average performer knows all the movies that are bestsellers in the box office. And they love to talk, and they love to follow celebrities, because it's pretty scary being a hero of your own life. So we can give away our power to celebrities. So the victim loves entertainment, and their whole life is this orbit of entertainment, because it's a shot in the arm that gives them pleasure, because deep inside, subconsciously, pain grows from potential unexpressed. And most people are in a lot of pain. Most people have betrayed their power, and they don't know why. And it's this subconscious thing, but they're in a lot of pain. They don't even know they're in pain. They're so numbed out to it. So what they do is they look for all these different drugs, like too much television, too much web surfing, too much chit-chat, too much work, too much busy being busy. And what I'm encouraging you is to spend less time on entertainment. Again, leave the herd, and a lot more time on education. And I call it the 2X, 3X mindset. And if you're still here with me right now, you are different from most people on the planet who just look for something quick, something that makes them laugh, something that makes them feel it's funny, ha ha ha, versus having the depth to say, how can I build a better life? How can I build a better mindset? How can I do world-class work? How can I use the rest of my life to make history in my own way? And if you are here with me right now, I honor and I celebrate you, because the world needs more heroes like you. And so what I'll leave you with is this. If you want to double your impact on the world, and if you want to double your income, invest in two things: your professional education and your personal mastery. I hope you received excellent value in today's episode of Daily Mastery. If you'd like to go deeper, head over to robinsharma.com, where you can download the World Changers Manifesto, my free ebook. You'll also get full access to the Everyday Hero Training Formula, a truly world-class video-based learning program that will help you upgrade your productivity, your impact, and the quality of your life. I wish you an amazing day.